It's a new year, and the first week of the new year brings to you more opportunities to learn about the world of collecting here on The Collector's Show with me, Harold Nickel. Thank you for joining us. If you're new to the program, welcome. If you joined us after we started over last August, thanks for coming back. This week on the show, we're going to take a look at high tech and what it can bring to a traditional industry. Auctioning off artwork and antiques is not anything new. Auctions for online collectibles or auctions and sales online, period, are nothing new. But what if you could bring the expertise of appraisers to the online art marketplace? What if you could bring a network of over 60 people whose credentials were such that buyers could be confident that the things that they bought online were in fact what was listed, received a guarantee, money back, and do it all from the comfort of your own home? Well, you're going to learn all about that when we meet Mr. Mark Lurie. Mark is the owner of Lofty. And Lofty is a startup company that is providing an online marketplace with fully vetted art and antiques. It's a great combination of skills and a very interesting interview. You won't want to miss that coming up during the interview segment of the program. I think a great way to start the year with learning about somebody who has this kind of great entrepreneurial idea and delivers on it and brings technology to a traditional industry. Good for him. So you'll want to meet Mark. Now then, news from the world of collecting. This is an interesting story. You know, a few weeks back in December, we talked about collecting Civil War memorabilia. And lo and behold, in the December 27th issue of the Houston Chronicle, there's a story about a shipwreck from the Civil War, the USS Westfield, which sank during the Battle of Galveston in 1863. Well, it was brought to the surface by a team of maritime archaeologists, and some of the things we talked about during that show a few weeks back that were collectible were found on board this ship, not the least of which were belt buckles, buttons, and ammunition. Of course, they found a big cannon, and it's going to sit in the Texas City Museum on a recreated carriage. I don't know that many of us will ever be in a position where we can collect cannons from the Civil War, but plenty of us can collect buttons and belt buckles and things like that. It was interesting also that this wreck was found in the Houston Ship Channel, probably one of the most, if not the most, heavily trafficked seaways anywhere, and it took 150 years for this wreck to be recovered. I would have thought something like that could or would have been found sooner than that, but hey, what do I know? People collect currency, and you know, we talked about Nelson Mandela's likeness on money from South Africa. Well, there was an individual in the state of Michigan who was a coin collector, and he had over $30,000 worth of collectible currency stolen from his home in Lowell, Michigan. This burglary was back on December the 13th, and it occurred actually at this individual's business, Collector's Corner, which is located there. And according to the story, which I found on WOOD-TV in Michigan, the burglar knew what he or she was looking for. And on our website, we have this full story and ways for you to contact the authorities should you come across any of the coins or notes that were stolen. And in fact, the individual who owns the store said he may have known what he was doing, but he was sloppy and took things that didn't make any sense to him. In a show in a few weeks, we're going to be talking about insurance and ways to make sure that if you have things that are valuable that you collect that can't be replaced, like, say, oh, I don't know, $30,000 worth of currency, that you have a way to, you know, recoup. You might not get your collectible item back, but at least you can recover the value, you know. Anyway, there's a newly discovered draft of America's last attempt at reconciliation with the British, of course, from the American War of Independence, and it's something that was written in 1775 when James Madison sought to make peace with King George, and of course George was having none of it. Well, Keno Auctions is going to be selling this long missing manuscript, which is related to our independence here in the U.S. It was discovered in some archives, the Morris Jamel Mansion, which is a New York City museum. It's an urgent plea for reconciliation by the Continental Congress directly to the people of Great Britain. I have no idea what something like that is worth, but what the auction house, Keno Auctions, is saying is that it's estimated at between $100,000 and $400,000. That's a lot. That's a lot. I won't be bidding, at least not this time. So anyway, that's news from the world of collecting. Coming up, our interview with Mark Lurie, owner of Lofty. And you're going to want to listen to what he has to say if you're interested in getting into collecting art and antiques. He has the way to get into it and to be confident that what you bid on and buy is in fact the real deal. So stick around for Mr. Lurie. It's Web Talk Radio. I'm Harold Nickel. Thank you for joining us. Well, it's a new year here on the Collector's Show. Time for us to talk with a new guest, someone who's never been with us. We're going to be talking today about a high-tech approach to collecting fine art. We're going to be speaking to Mr. Mark Lurie. He's a 28-year-old Harvard Business School graduate whose innovative ideas about how to collect fine art are taking it to another level. And Mark Lurie, welcome to the Collector's Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're pleased to have you, and I know that fine art collecting is something that we've spent a little bit of time on here in the show, but we've never spoken with anybody who was making it as accessible as you are, and we haven't ever talked with somebody who has such a unique business model for making the arts approachable. Tell us about what inspired you to get into this business and some background on Lofty.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And hello to all of your listeners. The inspiration for Lofty came as I was trying to get into collecting and learning about fine art, antiques, and collectibles across the board. And I realized, not only is it really difficult to get up to speed and start learning, delved in and about all these things, but it's difficult to start buying and selling antiques, often because you don't have the knowledge. And so that's a problem I really wanted to solve. And so the solution to it turned out to be an expert-vetted marketplace where every item that's for sale on our site is reviewed, usually virtually, by an expert in that particular category.
Okay.
And so by doing that, we can give both buyers and sellers the confidence that they're looking at authentic items, accurately described, at reasonable prices.
Okay, so when we talk about an expert vetted marketplace, what that means to a collector is that he or she goes to your site and can be very confident that when they look at a work of art, that it's authentic, that it has the documented provenance as advertised. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct. And so we have a network of over 60 experts, each of whom specialize in a particular category. Some of them are reputable dealers. Some of them are well-known collectors who run enthusiast groups. Some of them are auction house specialists. And they help us give that confidence that we can then convey to both buyers and sellers.
I think confidence is an important word for people who collect, whether they're spending tens of thousands of dollars or just $10. Did something happen in your life as a collector that jarred your confidence and made you see a need for a service like this one?
You know, it's a good question, and I think the answer is yes and no. I think I would frequently be concerned about the unknown. So it's hard for me to say if I should or shouldn't have confidence, and that's exactly the thing that was holding me back from collecting certain items. Because you don't necessarily know what you should know when you're buying either from an auction house or when you're buying from a dealer or when you're buying from someone else you've met. And so by kind of resolving these information problems and helping everyone be on the same page, it really helps solve some of the uncertainty that I had myself and made me much more confident and I think should make everyone more confident in being able to pursue their collecting passions.
And really for people who are, whether they're veteran collectors or novice collectors, it's that reassurance that says when I paid money for an original work of art or I paid for a rare collectible item, that the item that I'm buying isn't a counterfeit or is in the kind of condition as advertised. And I've had a recent experience with this I'll get into if we have time, where I bought two items foolishly, sight unseen, and they were garbage. And I wish that there had been something where I could have said, okay, before I hand you my money, I want to go eyeball these two items and make sure that what you're selling and what I'm buying coincide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and I think that's the problem we're trying to solve. And and we think we're using technology to solve it in a really innovative way. And and to make sure that people have confidence, we guarantee the authenticity of everything that's on our site.
Well,
and so that you can be confident that you're not going to have those frustrations that you just articulated.
Yeah, it is frustrating, and it's like what I read in some of the background about your company, that you just have to cross your fingers and hope that what you're buying is as advertised. Let's get in, though, to some of the other deeper areas of your business, Lofty. You said that you have, what did you say, 60 different experts? That's a bunch of experts. Tell us about that network.
Well, it is a bunch of experts. And what we believe is that, it's really important to have deep knowledge in the items that, as an expert, you're evaluating in order to kind of be aware of what the potential problems are, what makes an item very attractive, and where the market is in terms of pricing right now. And so because we have a distributed network of experts, we have them be very focused in what their expertise is in. And often they have, decades of experience in a specific specialty. And we keep adding to that network as we add more and more categories of art, antiques, and collectibles to our site so that we can always be sure we are giving, the best possible advice on a given item. And so it's really important to have a large number of experts because there's a lot of things to know about, and it's hard for any one person to know everything.
Well, I think that's so true. The world of collecting, if you can say, antiques or fine art, both of those have so many different levels and so many different types of things and so many different layers that you really do have to be specific. But give us a brief bio on one of your experts and what it is that they have expertise in and what they bring to Lofty.
Sure. So one of our experts who's actually quite involved in the company is Sarah Shin Pratt, and she's the former director of appraisals for the Americas at Sotheby's, as well as an appraiser on the Antiques Roadshow. And so, you know, she has a specialty in fine silver in particular, but we have a number of other experts. Clinton Howell is one. He's the president of the Art and Antiques Dealers League of America, and he specializes in, you know, in British furniture. And then we have, you know, a number of others. Gary Somers specializes in pop culture and collectibles, and Robert Klein is a dealer in fine photography. And so those are some of the ones that are our key advisors, but we have a number of others who, you know, often they have their own business, or they might be associated with, their own activities. And so sometimes they remain anonymous, but they really want to contribute their expertise, and we give them an avenue to do that.
It sounds like a great opportunity for people who, as you say, already own their own businesses, have their own practices, and want to expand and share their know-how with a wider audience.
You know, that's true, but we've also found that some of the people who are most experienced and have the most knowledge are collecting enthusiasts who have just had a passion for what they do for years and decades. And, you know, we love engaging with them, and we encourage them to reach out to us because there's no substitute for passion and experience in understanding a collecting category.
Well, you're so right, and typically one drives the other. If you don't care deeply about the topic, it's not likely that you're going to want to spend a lot of time and develop expertise, and that's well said. So this is an online website. I guess they're all websites are online, but it provides buyers with a guarantee, and according to the website, that there are money-back guarantees and authenticity guarantees. Why did you think it was important to have those as part of your business model?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. The first is buying and selling online is something that is difficult for people to do because they don't necessarily they aren't necessarily able to see the item up front. And so we want to give the peace of mind so that they have total confidence in purchasing the item. And I think you see a lot of e-commerce companies and marketplaces online offering similar guarantees. Amazon's a great example because not only does it provide that confidence, but it also makes sure that the vendor is fulfilling their obligations. And we want to be held accountable to our values and to our authenticity guarantee because it keeps us and everyone honest. And our strong belief is that you can buy these items online and you can have confidence. And that turns out to be the case for the items on our site. We haven't had a return yet. And that's because we take a lot of care in what we sell. And so I think they're very important to provide, and I think they're very important to people.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like, is transparency a word that we'd associate with Lofty?
I would say transparency is our number one value.
Yeah, I would have guessed that, and I'm impressed that you've not had any returns. That that's quite good as well. But let's back up a little further. Where did the idea for doing all of this work, and it sounds like you've put a tremendous amount of work and thought into Lofty, where did the idea come from?
Sure. Well, it originally came when I was helping a friend sell some art prints, and they had some silver as well. And I just realized how difficult it was for them to find information and feel comfortable.
And if you're just joining us here on Web Talk Radio and The Collector's Show, we're talking today with Mark Lurie, who is a very ambitious entrepreneur who's looking to combine the convenience and accessibility of eBay with the excellence and reputation of companies and auction houses like Christie's and Sotheby's. And what I wanted to ask you about, Mark, is where the idea for this company came from.
Sure. And I think the answer is twofold. One is it was difficult for me to develop my own passion collecting because in some ways I was afraid to start, and I wasn't sure what I didn't know. And so the unknown is a problem that I wanted to solve. But the second is, and this was more specific, is that I was helping a friend sell some fine art prints and some fine silver they had inherited, and I just realized how difficult the process was. We tried to work with an appraiser, we tried to work with an auction house, but it wasn't necessarily of sufficient value for Sotheby's and Christie's, and we tried to work with the local dealer, and we're just never quite comfortable. And so I realized how much there is to do and how much opportunity there is to make the fine art antiques and collectibles market more efficient and transparent, and that really prompted me to start Lofty. And the goal is to solve those problems.
And, you know, as you say quite accurately, you don't know what you don't know. And one of the big problems for collectors of all standing, the connoisseurs, museums, and individuals, is counterfeiting, condition, grading, and provenance. And it sounds as though what you've tried to do is to bundle that group of problems together, solve them via the expertise that's available, and market not just tangible property, but the confidence around knowing that what you're buying and what you think you're getting are the same thing.
That's right. And I think by doing that, we enable collectors to connect directly with other collectors and buy and sell from each other. And I think that's great because those are the people who are both passionate about the objects that they're exchanging. And you know, and it also means that we can do it with a much lower cost than the traditional, certainly, auction house industry.
Can you give us some examples, Mark, of some of the successes that you guys at Lofty have had lately?
Sure. So we, I mean, there's a number of items that we've sold. They've ranged from a religious chalice from one collector of religious artifacts to another. I believe it was maybe an $8,000 or $9,000 chalice. And it was really difficult for, you know, the buyer to find the piece that they wanted and desired in particular. And so we were really excited to provide that to them. And, you know, there's a number of works of fine art, and collectibles as well. I think we also kind of like to provide anonymity and discretion to a lot of our buyers and sellers. And so once they transact, you know, depending on their comfort level, we'll show those items or we won't. It's really up to to their preference.
Yeah, we've heard before, and I've heard before, that people are very discreet about some of these items that they collect out of concerns about you know, their personal safety and the safety of the items it is that they keep in their home. So that's that's completely understandable. Now, let's also talk, Mark, about your interest in history and art and how you've blended those into a very unique business model. Are there things that you personally like to collect?
Sure. So, you know, I grew up outside of Boston, only a couple miles from Walden Pond, and one thing I've always really enjoyed is early American history and artifacts from that time. So the things that I think are really interesting are probably early American books and poems in particular by the Transcendentalists.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think Paul Revere Silver is quite cool, partially because of the history of the maker, but it's always been a little bit out of my my price range.
Yeah, well, it's I think anybody that read Johnny Tremaine in elementary school knows that that he was a silversmith, and I would share that interest. I would also share the financial restriction. It would be wonderful to own a piece like that, but I'll be content to just look at them in museums.
I'm so excited you mentioned Johnny Tremaine. That was one of my favorite books when I was growing up.
Oh yeah, I think we read it in the fourth or the fifth grade, and I'm a lot older than you are, so I'm glad they still ask kids to read it.
So I remember reading it several times.
Oh well, yeah, it's just a great book, and my wife's a school teacher, and she assigns it to her kids.
That is actually what prompted my interest in Paul Revere and his silver.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, he was quite a businessman, quite an artist, in addition to being quite a patriot. So it's a new year, Mark. What do you see in 2014 for Lofty?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of exciting things. We're a relatively new company, and we're under a year old, and so now that we've, you know, really got our feet under us and our business is working, we're really looking forward to growing it a lot. And I think that means a few things. One is it means engaging collectors and enthusiasts to a much greater degree than we have before. We really think we can provide a lot of information and to collectors and make their lives more interesting and help them fulfill their collecting passions, and so we want to reach out to all of them. And if there are any who want to reach out to us and get involved, we'd love to hear from them.
How might they do that?
Well, they can email us. They can email me at mark@lofty.com, and that's probably the best way, and then we can get back to them. But we'd also love to hear their ideas of how we can work with them. So we'd love to engage collecting communities, societies where people are already talking with each other and promoting their individual category, and we'd love to find out how we can work with them. So we'd love to hear from you. And I think the other thing is we'd love to expand the categories that we support. We think of ourselves as being able to support every type of item that one would collect, and so we need experts in those categories, and we need people who want to buy and sell items in those categories, and so we think we're a perfect place to do that. And as we receive items that we don't know how to evaluate, perhaps it's a new category, that's what prompts us to go out and find someone who's an expert in that category. And so we'd love to have people giving us items so that we can put them up. And if I think all collectors come together and help trade in an expert-vetted marketplace, I think it really works to everyone's benefit. and can change the way people collect.
Well, I think you've really carved out an excellent niche for yourself with the expert vetted marketplace. If you haven't trademarked that phrase, you probably should, because I think it really sums up what is a very interesting way to approach collecting of all different types of fine art. I want to thank you, Mark Lurie, for being on the Collector's Show this week and for introducing us to Lofty. I want to wish you a lot of success in your venture.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'd love to come back anytime.
Oh, count on it. You will be definitely invited back. And listeners, don't go anywhere. I've got one final word for you about an upcoming show right after this. It's The Collector Show with Harold Nickel on Web Talk Radio. Well, next week we're going to continue talking about art, but a different kind of art. We're going to be talking about collecting prints, art prints, and we'll be speaking with a woman who knows a lot about it, Mary Mannion. She'll be joining us from her shop in Wisconsin to teach us about collecting prints. So you won't want to miss that. Please come back. If during the week you're wanting to know more about news from the world of collecting, I put a lot of news on the Collector's Show website, which is collectorsshow.net, and there's two S's, collectorsshow.net, and a lot of the information that's updated there does not appear here on the internet webcast. So visit me there and send me a note if there's something you'd like to hear more about, or if you have an idea for a guest. I'm always interested in those. So, for everybody at Web Talk Radio, I'm Harold Nickel. Come back next week for more of The Collector's Show.